Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm your host, William Ramo, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthews. What's up?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Not much, you. Just another fun-filled episode of Sports Urban Legend.
Yep. And I'm just watching the Giants and Cowboys game. Big game for the Giants.
Yeah, huge game. Divisional rivals. Giants is holding on to a narrow 14-10 lead.
Yeah, and right now it's a close game right now, and looks like these teams are starting to get heated. They're starting to. I saw at the end of the half, Flo Adams, who plays for the Cowboys, he pushed Justin Tuck from behind, and like got a penalty for that. So right now it's getting very heated right now in the game.
Yeah, it is 9:54 in the third quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right, third quarter.
Yeah, so under 10 minutes in the third quarter, the Giants are still leading by 4, 14-10. So, big game, man.
Yep, big game, big show today.
Yep, definitely.
Definitely going to talk a little bit more about the Giants as they try to beat their rival, them Cowboys, the Dallas Cowboys. We're also going to talk about the Jets, and they defeated their divisional rival, the Buffalo Bills,
yep,
on Thursday in Toronto, as weird as that sounds. We're also going to talk a little hot stove, even though nothing really major happened, except for Mets signing catchers, like Chris Coast and Now the name escapes me. Henry Blanco.
Oh.
But we'll talk. And tomorrow there's going to be winter meetings from Monday to Thursday. So expect stuff to heat up a little bit there. And, you know, we're going to talk about the Knicks and the Nets. They played earlier today. Nice Knicks win. And some other stuff, you know. We'll open it up for you fans out there, if there's any. just, you know, give us a call, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. We'll open up the talk to you guys. Sports, entertainment, whatever you want to talk about.
So I guess, the Knicks today.
Yeah, you read my mind. Big Knicks game.
Yeah, it was a good game for the Knicks.
Yeah, it was a nice win. Harrington has been playing great.
Oh, yeah, the guy, he had like how many points, 23 points or something?
26, about that. You know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he played
14 rebounds.
Yep, and 5 assists.
Yeah, he played a great game today.
Yeah, I even have to give kudos to sound the alarms, Jared Jeffries.
Yeah.
He actually leads the team in
charges.
Charges, exactly.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not the biggest fan. Neither of us are a huge fan of that guy, but
He's there for a little defense.
Yeah, he's not the best defender. He's not the best shooter. Mm-hmm. He's not the best fundamentally sound player, but even though he's grossly overpaid, he's actually, you know, he's playing some defense, you know. So
and
I'll give the guy some credit.
And he had two late charges in the game that stopped the Nets from getting anything. The Nets couldn't even score in the third quarter. They had, like, I think the Knicks outscored them, like, 33-18 or something like that. I don't know how much it was, but the Knicks were down by more than 10.
Oh, yeah.
During halftime, right?
Yeah. It's until Harrington and Hughes, another guy who's been picking up his game lately.
Yeah.
Led them to this win.
He's pretty good, man.
Yeah, he's definitely been playing. And this guy was rumored to be getting released earlier in the season.
Yeah, the guy has all those tattoos on him. He looks like a gangster. Yes, that's why people don't, you know, are scared to defend him because, you know, he's like a gangster. I don't know. Yeah, he's been playing good.
Yeah, he's definitely playing tough and lately. They've definitely played better. Two of the three of the last four games, they've won.
Yeah,
and it also coincides with. What were you saying? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh no, I just said break up the Knicks.
Yeah, break them up. And another guy who the Knicks fans, if you were listening to today's game, they were calling for Nate Robinson, who hasn't played the last four games.
Yep.
But then again, it was Kids Day, so you know he is one of the most popular Knicks on the team.
Yeah, the Knicks fans, they love Nate Robinson, especially the little kids.
Yep.
They love the guy, but you know, I understand why he's being benched because the guy, you know, he's hard headed.
Yeah, he is.
So until he shows that, you know, he could start playing smart basketball. And not be a show-off all the time, you know. He'll be back in the lineup.
Yeah, D'Antoni, he was saying prior to this game that, you know, how, you know, why are the media asking him about why is he benching Nate? People didn't ask him why is he benching Douglas or Darko Milicic.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, he needs Nate to, you know, keep his head in the game, and there's one thing he needs to do that will make him get more playing time. I would assume passing the ball, playing a little smarter defense, and being a better teammate. That's what I would assume what he's referring to. But we'll wait and see whenever he gets back on the court.
Yeah, We'll see if he learns his lesson. Although I don't know about Nate Robinson because he's very hard-headed.
Yeah.
Very hard-headed.
Well,
but, you know, he's an exciting player. So at the end of the day, the Knicks have to see him on the court.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah.
And so far he hasn't. He's you know, said the company line, you know, that, you know, as long as the team is winning, he's fine, and he hasn't caused a distraction yet.
No. He's not gonna be Marbury now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he'll get to that point. Hopefully, it won't get to that point.
Because Marbury, I mean, he left the team one time because he was so fed up, and he wouldn't even play when the coach showed him to play. So
yeah, and so I don't think that'll happen when D'Antoni lets him play eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see if Robinson learns his lesson. We shall see.
Another thing,
good win for the Knicks, man.
Yeah, very nice win. And they beat the 1-19 Nets, who I predicted last week would go 0-20 before they got their first win. So I'm glad they got their first win against the Bobcats out of the way on Friday.
Well, you predicted that they would start the season 0-20.
Yeah.
You were two games short.
Yeah, I'm glad I was 2 games short, because had they lost to Bobcats, you never know. Today's outcome could have been different.
Yeah, I predicted they would start to see 0-40, but I was way off.
Yeah, you were way off. I told you that's too much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're still losing, so they could go 1-39. Who knows?
You never know.
You never know. They could go on another 18-game losing streak. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. But hey, I got some Knicks. I got Al Harrington after the game. They interviewed him on the court. If you want to hear some of how Al played.
Sure.
All right, let me play it for you guys here.
Our team is about. We always have one or two guys that you can take on the and carry the rest of the team. Everybody else gets involved after that. But Larry did a great job tonight.
A double-double for you, Al. But also 5 assists. You have some flashy passes there. What do you need to do to find the open man?
I don't know. I think I was just skipping my moves on the court. He inspired me. So I wanted to make some fancy passes too.
And just finally, you guys have won 3 of your last 4. What do you think it is now that you guys are starting to come around and play more consistently?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has exactly to do with Goran. I think he's got catalyst on him. He's playing well, and like, he has confidence, and, you know, he's spreading the ball around and making shots to kind of get contagious throughout the team.
All right, Al, thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Al, now back to you.
Did you want?
Yeah, so that was Al Harrington right there. Did you hear it clearly?
Yep, I heard it very well.
Yeah, basically he was saying, you know, Duhan is the catalyst for this team, and as Duhan goes, so does the Knicks, you know. They follow Duhan's lead, and when Duhan plays good, the team plays good.
Yeah, definitely. Just the other game, Duhan against the Hawks, he scored like 25 points and 10 assists, I should say, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's picked up his game. I mean, he had an off game tonight. Gallinari, he got injured on Friday, so he didn't play Friday, but he returned today.
Yeah, shot a couple of three-pointers. Seems like when Gallinari gets in the game, that's all he does, shoot three-pointers. Do you notice that?
Yeah, but he's like probably the only person that could consistently knock it down. He leads the NBA in three-pointers.
Yeah, he could definitely shoot. But he needs to develop like an interior game, though.
Yeah, definitely, and improve on his defense a little bit.
Yeah. Other than that, he's a good player. Good young player.
Yeah, he looks like he has a bright young future with the Knicks. And he showed flashes of that again in that Suns game earlier this week.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks have been playing good against these good teams. You know, they could have beat the Lakers. They could have beat the Celtics. I mean...
Yeah,
these
that buzzer beater by Paul Pierce.
Garnett, you mean?
I mean Garnett, right, my fault. Yeah, yeah. I have Garnett's face in my head, and I said Paul Pierce. My fault.
Yeah, so they're playing these teams tough, man.
Yeah, and they definitely showed up in the second half, against the Nets.
Yeah.
So kudos for the Knicks. Hopefully, they'll get this winning streak going.
Hopefully. Did Curry play today?
No. I don't remember seeing him. I don't think he played.
Oh.
I think it's pretty much the starting five played most of the game.
Oh, okay.
The bench didn't even come off the guys who weren't in the rotation, like Douglas and Hill, they didn't play.
Oh, okay.
And I think Curry still hurt.
Man, this guy needs to lose weight.
He did. He lost I think at least 40 pounds, and he's still not in basketball shape, and he's always getting injured.
He needs to lose more weight though. Because he's still getting injured. Yeah. He's still kind of slow.
Yeah, he definitely needs to get himself into
to
basketball shape.
And, Douglas, that other Douglas for the Nets, that kid looked like he could be a good player.
Yeah, Chris Douglas Roberts. Yeah, that guy could score. He scored, 26 points.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
Yeah, we couldn't stop that guy.
Yeah, but then we put him in a zone, so they had to, because they were driving a lot to the basket, so we had to make them shoot from the outside, and they couldn't shoot anything from the outside except for Douglas Roberts.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the hunt for LeBron next year also, so
yeah,
watch out
definitely.
For them.
Yeah, they're definitely a team in transition in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
They might have a new owner from Russia. They might move to either Newark or Brooklyn next year.
Mm-hmm.
They might get a new coach. Most likely they're going to get a new coach because Kiki Vandeweghe, he's the interim coach / GM. So, yeah, they're most likely going to find somebody to replace him.
Yeah.
There's rumors it might be Ewing, but it looks like right now they might hire a guy from a European coach, which would be the first ever. So that might happen.
Yeah.
We'll just wait and see what happens, who they get in the free agent class of next year.
I hope Ewing does get the job because, I do want Ewing to become a coach. Because that's what he wants to do. So I hope Ewing does become the head coach of the Nets. It'd be kind of awkward to, see him as a coach against our crosstown rivals.
I mean, I agree with you that I'd love to see Ewing as a coach, but I wouldn't want to see him crosstown. I'd rather see him, if he's going to coach in the West, or preferably, here, as an assistant coach or a coach maybe whenever D'Antoni steps down
right.
or gets fired or whatever.
Okay.
Because I was, it's one thing I regret, other than us winning a championship, in the 90s. I wish that guy could have stayed in the organization, Ewing. We would have never made the trade to get rid of him. We wouldn't have been in this mess that we're still in.
Yeah.
And hopefully, when this team turns it around, Ewing would be around to finally get his first championship.
Yeah.
That's a sad thing.
He never got to win the championship.
Yep. I guess Yankee fans could kind of attribute that with Don Mattingly.
Yeah, that's true. Mattingly never won the championship. Well, Mattingly was just one year away from winning the championship.
Yep. And, 95 was his last year. And, of course, we know what happened the year after that. And then 98. 99, and unfortunately 2000.
Yeah. And it's just some great players don't win championships.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. It's not easy to win a championship.
Yeah.
Speaking of your Yankees, As we all expected, the Yankees are, you know, exploring the opportunity of possibly acquiring Roy Halladay.
Yep.
Think it's going to happen?
I mean, they have to trade probably Hughes, maybe Melky Cabrera, maybe another pitcher. I don't know, maybe Ian Kennedy or someone like that, but I don't know about that yet. I don't think they really need Halladay. I think if they get like Arroyo or Ben Sheets, I think that will be good enough.
I agree with you, but the latest rumors of the Yankees with potentially acquiring Roy Halladay is that that they would have to be willing to give up Philip Hughes and Jabba Chamberlain, Austin Jackson, and their catcher, Jesus Montero.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. They're not going to trade Jabba. I don't –
It would have to be – I would assume it would have to be one or the other, but this recent rumor is that they have to give all of them.
Yeah, the Yankees just won the World Series. I mean, there's no desperation here. They don't need Halladay. And they don't need to give up that many for Halladay either. So, I don't see it. I mean, you got Lackey out there. You got Arroyo, Ben Sheets. You got some pitchers out there. I mean, let Halladay go to a National League team or some other team, like the Angels, you know.
So, who would you be willing to give up to trade to Cincinnati to get Arroyo?
Isn't Arroyo a free agent?
No, he's going to be a free agent next year.
Oh, okay. I mean, you don't have to trade much for Arroyo. I mean, maybe Ian Kennedy and another prospect. Arroyo's not Halladay.
Well, yeah, that's true. Plus, you'd have to eat a lot of that salary, which wouldn't be a problem for the Yankees.
Yeah.
I think maybe if you give them two or three of your best prospects, plus eat most of the salary, I think it would happen.
Yeah.
But like you said, you guys just won the World Series. You guys shouldn't be in desperation mode.
Exactly. So, there's no need to, trade your young players for Halladay. I mean, we just won the World Series.
I think
they should just go out after some of the other pitchers out there.
If you remember last year, we were pretty much saying the same thing about Mark Teixeira. They were rumored that he was going to go to Orioles or Nationals.
Yeah.
And then, I was saying, hey, you never know with the Yankees, You never know with those guys.
The Yankees missed the playoffs last year, so they had to get Teixeira.
Yeah, but, people...
And they got rid of Jumbie.
People were saying that they don't think Yankees is going to go after him and stuff like that. But I said, hey, until the guy signs on the dotted line, anything's
possible. I guess you're right, Oh, sorry, interrupt your point.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Drake. Oh, he...
The Giants scored a touchdown.
Yeah, 2017.
Not 2017. Now, that was a great play right there, if you guys were watching it.
Yeah, I saw a little bit when he broke away from the guy.
Who was that? I think that was – was that Nix?
Who scored the touchdown, you said?
Wait, was that – who was that?
No, that was Jacobs, I think, that scored the touchdown.
Oh, that was Jacobs. And he just ran past everybody, the big fat guy. So, yeah, sorry to interrupt you, what you were saying.
No problem. Guy, let the give the the ladies and gentlemen the little 411 there.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're challenging the play.
Yeah. The Giants need this game badly.
Well, yeah. So they could, especially missing Pierce out for the season. Among other things, they really need this game to solidify their push to the postseason.
Yeah, I mean the Eagles, they beat the Falcons. They whooped the Falcons today, and The Eagles are 7. Let me see. I think the Eagles are 8-4 now. So the Giants are right now about a game and a half behind the Eagles. So they got to stay in pace, especially in the wild card, because the Packers and the Eagles lead the wild card right now. So if the Giants win this game, they will only be 7-5, and they will still be alive for the division also. Because Cowboys are only 8-3, and if the Cowboys lose, they'll be 8-4, and Giants will be one game back of them. So,
yeah, this is definitely a huge game for the Giants.
Yep.
And the Jets, they had a bittersweet win in Toronto on Thursday. 19-13 final with the Jets. Sanchez, the Jets of course lost Sanchez in the third quarter when he failed to dive slide instead of diving head first.
Yeah.
For the first down.
I heard that he's been getting tips on how to slide by Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, I saw that on SNY. He was saying Joe Girardi was saying that prior to the game on Thursday, that he was teaching Sanchez how to slide.
Yeah.
And if Sanchez is successful on Thursday, he'll get the credit. But if he doesn't, then Joe Girardi's son will get the credit for not sliding. So I guess you could blame Joe Girardi's son for this.
Yeah.
Good win, but Sanchez, he injured his knee failing to slide. And I know the kid's been getting blamed for his gutsy play, because he... I mean, you can't blame the guy. I mean, he's in the heat of the moment. He's trying to, make sure he doesn't get, sacked by the Bills. You have like 300-pound guys chasing after you. And two, most importantly, he was trying to, get the fourth down. I mean, the first down, actually.
Yeah, and that was a big one by the Jets because the Patriots, they lost today to the Dolphins, so the Jets are only one game back of them.
So they,
the Jets are still in the division and the wild card.
They're not out of it yet, but they definitely got to keep this winning streak going.
Yeah.
And Sanchez, he had a good game on Thursday. There was a lot of dropped passes by Braylon Edwards before he finally connected with that touchdown. I don't know if you saw it.
Edwards dropped a lot of passes, man.
Yeah, he definitely had. He's definitely dropped a lot of passes these past couple of years.
Yeah.
With Cleveland and here in with the Jets. But I don't know if you saw that when he scored that touchdown when he fell down and he slam dunked the ball with one hand.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. A lot of the players do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Show off. I could do that. You could do that.
And and another great game for Darrell Revis, who should be a shoo-in for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he's an all-star, man. He's incredible. It's like every super wide receiver he's matched up against, he shuts them down.
Yeah, and he basically plays them one-on-one.
Yeah.
And I believe Terrell Owens only got like three receptions.
Yeah, man, the guy's a stopper.
And that timely interception which pretty much sealed the game for the Jets.
Yeah. Damn, I want Revis on my team. When is he a free agent?
I have no idea, but... And so I hope it's not soon.
When he is, I want the Giants to get him.
Yeah, but Jets definitely need to, keep this winning going. And fortunately, the loss of Chris Jenkins and Leon Washington, it will definitely take a huge shot out of the team momentum. But
yeah.
Oh, and not to mention Sanchez going down, but he might be expected to play next week.
Oh, okay. An update, the Giants are back up 21-17, and the Cowboys challenged that Jacobs stepped outside, but he didn't step out, so right now the Giants have the lead.
Thanks for the update.
You're up 21-17.
Feel free to give us a call, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Give us a call, sports, entertainment, whatever you want to talk about. And another thing that's been pretty much prevalent in the sports and entertainment talks this whole past week is, of course, we touched on this pretty much a lot yesterday on your show. The Tiger Woods incident.
Oh, right. Yeah. That whole thing is ugly right there. Not the girls. I'm talking about the whole scandal.
Well, definitely not the girls, but
yeah. Definitely not the girls.
But pretty much Tiger Woods knew better not to, to be fooling around. He's a married man, and he has kids. All right.
Yeah.
How many he has? One or two?
I have no idea. Probably one, maybe. You think he has
a daughter.
I know he has a daughter.
I assume that's all he has. But
unless he has some children we don't know about.
Hey, you never know.
Because the guy, he has been cheating on a lot of women, so. If they have children out of wedlock, who knows?
Not that we know of, but.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Tiger's squeaky clean image definitely got tarnished because of his infidelities. The guy, he should have known. If he wants to play the field, he shouldn't have got married. He has to his wife to stay faithful. But I understand, it's very tempting. You're having a bunch of lovely ladies. Pretty much. Throwing themselves at him constantly, but he has to understand that he's a married man.
Married
he has man. A lovely wife at home. He has a daughter. He got to remember what's important. Fortunately,
if you go to cheat, at least be like I was telling you yesterday, at least be sneaky about it. Don't put your cell phone on the table and let your wife go through it. You gotta save it like in safe or somewhere.
Well, I totally disagree with you on that. Because he shouldn't ever put himself in the position that he would get caught if he was in the playing the field as if he's single or his buddy Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be in the situation.
Yeah, but I'm saying if he could have been sneaky with it. He could have. If you're gonna cheat, at least
he was sneaky with it. He got caught.
Well, yeah,
he was sneaky with it.
And the girls with tattletales also.
Well, he shouldn't have put himself in a position for him to get tattletales. He should have never fooled around.
Look at the girls he was cheating with. Can you blame him for cheating?
They're fine, but he's a married dude. He should follow the Charles Oakley.
And I cheat all the time.
Well, that's your problem.
I'm just joking. I'm not married.
Well, yeah, I know that.
But I do cheat.
Well, then that's another problem for another day, then, my friend. But I know you're playing, but in any case, what else do you think about, Tigers, situation?
Well, those girls, man, they're a bunch of snitches, man. They couldn't shut their mouths and keep it. He paid the money. He gave them gifts. He brought them on vacations. I mean, come on. You could show some dignity and keep your mouth shut.
Well, they should have showed dignity, you know, not messing around with him. They knew he was a married man, so, you know.
Yeah.
He's not the only guilty person, in this equation. They're to blame, too. They knew he was, married. So.
I'm still defending Tiger. You know, I still think, hey, men cheat, women also.
I mean, unfortunately, there's, a lot of people who cheat, men and women who cheat. But
I think everybody cheats.
No, not everybody cheats.
I think so, one way or the other. Whether it's through online dating, text messaging, going on dates to restaurants, and so I think everyone cheats in some way.
Nah, I disagree with that.
Well, hey, that's your opinion.
Well, I mean, that's my opinion, and that's fact. I mean,
I think everybody cheats.
Not everybody. There's a lot of people who cheat. But not everybody.
I remember when I was little, my mom used to flirt with the paper boy. But hey.
Wait, nah, she didn't.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm, I don't know. But Tiger was wrong.
So,
I mean, Tiger was wrong in some ways, but I mean, he's a man. And at the end of the day, all men cheat.
Dude, you better hope your mom didn't hear that before this is gonna be your last day on the show.
yeah, like my mom's gonna punish me.
She's gonna go old school on your behind.
She's gonna ground me. No, but yeah, seriously though, all men and women cheat in some way or some form. I mean, it's human nature,
I disagree. I mean, people are tempted. I mean, there's a huge difference between temptation and, actually, going through with it.
Well,
I mean, I understand where he's coming from.
It's cheating even though you don't actually have sex with a person.
Say what?
Like, it's cheating even if you don't have sex with a person. Like, if you're texting someone, that's cheating.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're doing anything, behind the person's back that, you shouldn't be doing, I mean,
exactly.
That is a form of cheating.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of married men out there who flirt with women at their jobs or, when they go to a strip club or somewhere, But, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who cheat, but there are still people who are, who are loyal,
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I guess, and there's some people, listening who agrees with me or agrees with you or think we're both wrong, just give us a call, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Give us your opinion on what you think about this whole Tiger Woods story or anything. But, I guess, do you have any, final words you'd like to say about this whole situation?
Tiger's a man. So I gotta say,
Tiger's wrong. There's no other way to say it. I mean,
He's still a great player.
There's a difference between Jeter, his buddy Jeter, and him. I mean, Jeter's a single dude. He is dating Minka Kelly.
Yeah.
Apparently, he he's a single guy. I mean, if he, he wants to, I guess, see other people. I mean, after he breaks up with, Minka or whoever he's with, this week,
Yeah.
More power to him,
And if those reports are true that he got beat up by his girlfriend, then, that's embarrassing.
Well, he escaped, so, he tried to leave. I mean,
I heard that a neighbor found him in the car without his shoe, and he was snoring asleep.
Well, he wasn't falling asleep. He was unconscious, you know.
Well, they said he was snoring. That's what the neighbor said.
Snoring? What? Oh, wow. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, they said he was snoring, and he didn't have a shoe on.
Yeah, from what I heard, he was in the car. He was, you know, trying to drive away from her, and he crashed into the tree. And then she used the club to, you know, break through the windows. And one of the neighbors called, you know, 911.
Weird. Well, I guess he wasn't unconscious because they saw him snoring. I guess, you know, he fell asleep or something. I don't know.
That's weird. I never heard of I don't know.
Yeah, I think I played it yesterday on my show.
Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about Tiger. I mean, he's the man. He's still a great player in my eyes.
I mean, he's a great, there's no denying his greatness as a player, but, I mean, I know people make mistakes, but, nah, he should have known better there.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for that. And this might actually cost him his family. But his wife might most likely stay, you know, because she has, he's given her $5 million to stay, and if she stays another 2 years, she's gonna get $75 million. So, I guess she has an incentive to, you know, to stay with him. But obviously, their relationship will never be the same.
And I don't know how you pay someone to stay with you. That doesn't seem like a real love to me. You pay someone money to stay with you. That's like being a hooker, almost.
It's like a what?
That's like almost being a hooker.
No,
you're
well,
getting paid
guess
to stay with someone.
Real love doesn't. I guess he's trying to save face, you know.
Weird.
Because right now he realized, you know, what he might potentially lose, you know, his family.
Yeah, but don't you think that's kind of hookerish? Is it such a word? Hooker-ish.
You mean him giving her the money to stay with him, or?
I mean, she's accepting all this money to stay with him.
I don't even know if she made up her mind to stay with him right now. I mean, they're together, but who knows? I mean,
what about those girls that he cheated with? Are they hookers?
Well, I mean, I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did for a living, but what they did, I mean, they were definitely. How people in the talk shows would say they were definitely trifling, you know.
Yeah, Ashley Dupree said those girls are more hookers than she was. They're more of a hooker than she is.
I guess so. I mean, they knew he was a married man, you know.
And they had
money from him.
Yeah.
Had sex for money, fame, and all this stuff. So yeah, I guess you could say they're. They're unofficial hookers, too.
Yeah. But,
Which paper was that in? The Daily News, I think?
Because
she was, I think, cracking jokes on the whole situation.
I think so. I think it was the Daily News. But, hey,
Giants are still leading 21-17.
Yeah, it's fourth quarter, over 13 minutes left. Giants are leading 21-17. Dallas has the ball right now. So here's a little update for you guys.
Thanks for keeping us posted. And I guess even though this is not real sports, I guess we'll...
won't talk. Hey, Will, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, what happened?
Are we back on?
Yeah, well, we're back on air now.
Sorry about that, folks. This is live radio. Sorry for the dead air city. We had definitely had the proverbial technical difficulties right there. So we apologize for that dramatic long pause.
Yeah, I was about to tell you something, and the phone just hung up.
Yeah,
what happened?
We're gonna talk a little pro wrestling, if you want to call it professional wrestling, since you know.
Yeah, WWE.
Yeah. After two great, great, I guess, considering this Attitude Adjustment era of WWE. After having two pretty good episodes, they already had a crappy episode.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. I mean, the weeks before that, they had some good. They were doing good. I mean, they had some good shows.
Yeah.
But this week was bad. Brent Troyer didn't do a good job.
No, he definitely didn't. And the thing that really the major thing that happened during the show was, of course, the infamous Mark Henry rap.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That was despicable.
I missed the first half of Raw, but unfortunately, I wish that Mark Henry was part of the first half.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for my boy MVP trying to hype up the crowd with
Mark
Henry's
dumb rap.
Whack rendition of whatever rap he was doing. Man. They should make John Cena do it.
Yeah, John Cena, yeah. We agree that John Cena should rap again.
Yeah,
he
should definitely go back to the Word Life version of his.
Yeah.
Because at least that version of John Cena would be worthy to face The Rock, potentially at WrestleMania 26.
Yeah. Although I don't think that's ever going to happen now.
Who knows?
I think Rock wants to do his Disney movies.
Hopefully the rumors are right, because they were saying this last year that this would happen. This match might happen last year, or I should say this year's WrestleMania, but that didn't happen.
But wouldn't Ralph would have to be in the Royal Rumble in order to fight Cena?
You never know. He might pop up in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
But maybe he'll announce that when he guest hosts. Potentially, if he is able to guest host next month, maybe he'll announce that one of the stuff he's going to announce is that he might go into the Royal Rumble. Or if he's going to guest host on March, maybe before that he'll surprise everybody and pop up in the Royal Rumble. But I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, that'll be a great matchup, though. Everybody would love to see that.
Yeah, but you know we. Yeah, I'd love to see that match too, but I'd prefer.
I know what you're gonna say. You want to see Shawn Michaels versus The Rock? Right?
Yeah, two legends, man. Two first ballot Hall of Famers in the WWE.
And I told you that should have happened long, long time ago. That match.
Definitely. That match should have happened like '97 or '98.
Yeah.
Or at least when what's his name, Shawn Michaels came back in '02.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, you know what? I just was just thinking about this. When they tag team with each other, when he came back, him and Rock tag team against Triple H and Brock Lesnar, why didn't the next week somebody came out and say, hey, you know, you guys, guess who's fighting each other next week? You two, you know? And that would have been the end of the show.
Yeah,
they could have
right.
did like that. But no, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it had anything to do with the click. You know, with Shawn Michaels and Triple H hitting Rock at that time, they didn't want to face him. I don't know if that has anything to do with that. So,
yeah,
that remains to be seen.
Hey, did you see Mariz's hair on Raw?
No, unfortunately, that was in the first half.
Oh, you didn't get to see that.
I didn't see no Mariz, man.
Well, he has like these long hair extensions, and it doesn't make her hair look pretty.
I don't mind
either. But the hair, it does look a little too unnatural.
I didn't even know she was wearing extension. I don't even think I care.
Yeah, you could definitely tell. But she looks hot.
course. Some of my favorite divas right there. If not my favorite.
Huh? What was that? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
That's one of my favorite divas right there. If not my favorite.
Me too. Guess we're going to have to wrestle for her. I challenge you at Royal Rumble. The winner gets Lottie's.
You don't Mickey James now?
I mean, it's Mickey James. I still like her. But Mariz, I mean, she's there. She's up there right now on my top three. It's Mariz, Mickey James, and the tie between the Bella twins.
You know, those girls make my top ten. It'd be Mariz, Layla, and Kelly for me.
Kelly. Yeah, I love Kelly. But I think they need to push her a little bit more.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Oh, and Maria came back on SmackDown. I don't know if you saw that.
That's a long time she, you know, haven't seen that girl.
Yeah. She looks like a bad chick now, a badass chick. She got that funky hair, that badass chick clothes with the gloves.
It's a good thing they made her, remember when she first came into the WWE after she did that Diva Challenge Search Challenge thing?
Yeah.
After she became part of WWE, during that Eric Bischoff era, you remember her character was? She was kind of like, you know, special kind of, you know, the way how they made her? They made her kind of ditzy, you know.
Yeah, she was kind of quiet. She was always quiet, though. Goody two-shoes, nice girl, the next girl next door type, you know. But now she's like a bad chick now.
But she's still a good girl. She's still a good girl.
Yeah, I know she's
a Mickey.
I'm talking about her appearance. She looks like a badass. A biker chick.
Never know, that might be her. What were you saying?
I still love Maria.
Of course, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Never know, that could be her new gimmick.
Badass chick.
The women's championship or Divas championship.
Yeah, you got a point.
Switching the titles all over and over again.
Got a point. She could actually challenge Mickey James if Mickey James beats Kelly. I mean, Michelle McCool.
Yeah, but it's most likely, you know how they, you know, WWE, I mean, they rarely have, you know, good guys or faces, you know, as they call them in the business, face each other.
Right.
They usually have, like, a good guy or a bad guy, you know, face each other. And even more rarely, they don't even have heels face each other.
So do you think Maria would need to turn into a villain in order to fight Mickey James?
Well, I mean, isn't, what's her name? Isn't Michelle McCool still the Divas champion?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she could challenge
Mickey James.
So
beats McCool, Maria could challenge Mickey James.
Yeah, that's true. Or if Mickey James... Michelle McCool beat Mickey James, she can, you know, the next challenger would be Maria, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Even though she just came back, you know. She'd have to try to build some momentum on her case. And nothing really going on with that, the WWE, like Cena versus Sheamus at the TLC. And there's a spoiler alert. I was reading on one of the message boards. I forgot which one. Either IGN or maybe the WWE one.
Uh-huh.
There was a person who said that they were at the Baghdad, the Christmas at Iraq or Afghanistan, wherever they're going to be at this year.
Yeah.
There's a person who allegedly said that you know, they're serving, you know. This person, one of the members, you know, in the troops, you know, serving our country, that they saw John Cena with the title. So if that's true, that's a huge indication that Cena will retain the title, as everybody pretty much expect him to do.
Yeah, that's a spoiler right there.
If it's true, because, you know, message boards, you know, you never know.
They do lie sometimes on there, on those things. So you never know.
You never know.
But, yeah, that matchup is going to be corny. I suspect it's going to be corny anyway.
Yeah.
Sheamus, he's corny. He's whack.
He is whack.
I'd rather see Mark Henry fight. I'd rather see Mark Henry fight someone like, I don't know, Mae Young or somebody like that.
I think that happened already. Remember they were seeing each other?
Yeah, they should fight again.
you don't want her to give birth to a mannequin hand again. If you remember that skit.
Yeah. That'd be funny. If they fight right now,
it couldn't be worse than his rap. That's for sure. Man, I wish I heard Kurt Angle or Big Show rap during the, you know, when they had that rap battle against
John Cena
during those days.
Yeah, you're right.
And of course, you know what time it is. We ran out of time. Let me thank my co-host, Carly Matthews. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure, man. Come back here next week, same time, same place. I'm William Ramon. See y'all later next week. Sports Urban Legends. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.